This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, the next 3 hours are so important. Last night and this morning, reading news articles from around the world, I was blown away by how overt and obvious the massive tyranny and dehumanization is. We have more mainstream news articles where the government is admitting its plans for martial law and total control. We have another headline, Mexican troops kidnap Texas family. Bush Sr. met with bin Laden's brother on September 11th that morning, a development that we had missed but had been in the mainstream news for over 2 years. The dollar has plunged even further. Gold has exploded even higher right now. Euro at new dollar high as ECB holds rates. Powell asked for NATO help in Iraq, bringing in NATO, already signing the deal with the UN. Dozens die in Russian train blast. Putin's been caught doing it in the past. He's our number one suspect. More coming out about the fake turkey behavior and how staged Bush's entire visit was and how the reporters were kidnapped. Now even mainstream media is starting to point this out. Again, hidden in plain view. Lawyer quits the terror cases after death threat. This was Mike Vreeland's lawyer. Mike Vreeland has disappeared and had his apartment ransacked. I mentioned this U.S. military, a creeping civilian mission, and the subheadline. It seems the United States military coup of 2012 has arrived 10 years early. That's the headline out of Asia Times. We'll be getting to that and how it ties together with American armed forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles we covered last week out of the L.A. Times. Folks, this is just some of the news. Also, they caught a janitor with video cameras in a girl's restroom, and they've arrested him, which is good. Why aren't they arresting all the public schools in the U.S. and Canada and England and have them in the showers? But see, if the school does it, it's okay. See how amazing that is? Absolutely amazing. Also, when I saw this Toronto Star article headline, Girl 6 Locked in Dryer for Weeks at a Time, I knew automatically it would be CPS. The way the headline was written, I knew that they would call it the mother and then bury in the article that it was CPS, because about 90% of the time when I hear about someone being tortured or killed in their parent's custody, at the bottom of the article they will say that it was a foster parent or CPS. And I will hear the talk show host saying we've got to add more money to CPS to stop these parents while it's CPS doing the abuse, 5 times more likely to abuse children than anyone else, and that's even Time Magazine. And I read the article, and of course, as always, it was exactly as it normally is. So I know what's in these articles before I read them. That's how out of control the globalists are. That's how a listener can call in and start reading some article that I haven't even seen, and I guess the next line. I do that every day. If it's some article poo-pooing the Kennedy assassination with the government involved, or if it's some article saying there's no world government, or there's some article saying surveillance is good. They're all basically the same techniques, the same propaganda. Just bottom line, folks, it is a big show lined up for you, and we have some guests as well. I'll announce later in this hour. You do not want to miss this show this Friday, the 5th of December, 2003 edition of the Alex Jones Show. The websites are InfoWars.com, that's InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. We'll be back with a power-packed broadcast for you for this 5th of December global transmission. Please stay with us. We'll also have open phones. 1-800-259-9231. Strap yourselves in. Get ready for impact.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, we're 8 minutes and 27 seconds into this first hour here in the second segment. It is the 5th of December, 2003, on this Friday edition. Almost every political event you watch is a completely staged, theatrical situation. And here's one from CNN with our headline. They can't even be bothered to lie to you anymore. Queen visits mock Nigeria village. Now, a lot of people have pointed out that Bush may not have even been at an Iraqi Air Force base, and that he was obviously staging things with that turkey, and that's come out to be true, that it was all staged with the turkey, like Hillary was in Afghanistan at the same time with an identical-looking turkey doing the same thing. And there's more serious issues of this, instances of it. You know, you've got Bush with the Made in America taped over at the warehouse with the Made in China taped over at the warehouse with Made in America spray painted across the boxes. We have Bush in Indiana making people take their ties off. We have black helicopters, according to the Oregonian and witnesses, setting fires. days before Bush showed up to push for passing a law that people were not for, and then suddenly all these fires start magically so he can stand there with the backdrop of flames shooting up. But this latest article is out of Nigeria, as leaders of her former colonies converged for a Commonwealth summit. Queen Elizabeth II was to visit a mock-up Nigerian village populated by actors playing villagers, coming as close to ordinary people of the country as she is likely to because of security concerns. Now, on British TV, what they show, and they've been doing this for a while, is they will show the Queen walking around and they will say a dramatization at the bottom. But it doesn't matter. Psychologically, the image is still there and imprinted on your mind, like Bush with that giant 40-pound turkey, perfectly browned, and with all the relish and trimmings around it, all the fine grapes and goodies, when the troops were really eating out of MREs, their turkey. And the press was not told where they were going. They had their phones taken, the batteries taken off of them. They were told not to tell anyone where they were going once they were aboard the aircraft, and they took them across the world 7,000 miles and had that staged event. If we're even to believe that, we have an army, a military, that plants hundreds of fake letters from troops with fake signatures. They don't even bother to have different variations of the letters they had posted. Out of hundreds, there were two different variants. Just form letters signed how much they love the war and how great things are. Turned out that was totally fake. We have the mobile weapons trucks. That's a lie. The Niger document on the uranium, totally made up, falsified. Not a mistake, a lie. The mass graves, a lie. The weapons of mass destruction, a lie. A lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie. And Bill Clinton does it, Al Gore does it, but nobody does it like George W. Bush's handlers. And they get caught doing it on a daily basis. People just say, oh, well, that's what they do. Folks, the sitcoms, the dramas, it's all propaganda. The news is laced with it. It's everywhere. But imagine the Queen going to a country and going into a mock village. When Bush went into Africa, two separate countries, they bulldozed homes, arrested thousands, put them in sports stadiums, all over the headlines of foreign countries, never in our news, bulldozing people's houses because they, quote, didn't look good on the road from the airport for Bush to see. Think of some Roman emperor bulldozing parts of Greece or Egypt or Israel. Imagine if some history book had a Roman emperor having homes demolished so he wouldn't have to look at them. What? I mean, this stuff, if you wrote it down in a fiction book, people wouldn't believe it. So that's the level of propaganda. They can't even be bothered to lie to you anymore. Queen visits mock Nigeria village. The 72-year-old British monarch's virtual Africa tour Thursday falls on the eve of the opening of the 52nd Nation Summit, with organizers struggling to keep sanctions against Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe from dominating the agenda and dividing Commonwealth leaders. Elizabeth and Prince Philip, the guy that says he wants to kill 80%+ of you in two publications, his own book he published, folks. Elizabeth and Prince Philip opened their two-day visit Wednesday, marking the Queen's first return to Nigeria since 1956. And it says Elizabeth was then only 4 years into her reign in Nigeria. Britain's most populous remaining colony was still 4 years away from independence. And it goes into her and the mock village constructed by British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, constructing fake villages, fake turkeys, fake Made in America boxes, setting fires. Folks, mainstream news, black helicopters flying around, seen setting fires hours before Bush arrives. And then the news said, look at his courage to stand near the flames. I mean, come on, people! Oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. And that was up in Oregon earlier this year. A few months ago, out in L.A. and San Diego, there I have the TV news and radio news reports, as well as a local news report, that admitted that most of the fires in between San Diego and L.A., where they originally started, four at one time, were set during Marine Corps and Army joint training. Just accidentally, four separate areas. Dozens of miles from each other, just magically, these fires accidentally started. And then I remember the fires last year in Arizona, Marines in the hills doing a training op. I mean, how do I even express how out of control all this is? Bush slammed over secret Iraq trip lies, Reuters. United States President George Bush's flight plan was falsified last week to hide his Thanksgiving Day visit to Iraq, the White House said on Thursday, and another example of the extraordinary and divisive and deceptive steps taken in staging the battle zone trip. Critics have said admitted deceptions over the trip threatened Bush's credibility, which has been challenged on larger issues such as his assertions Iraq's developing alleged weapons of mass destruction that have not been found. Yeah, if they'll tell reporters, oh, you're just going to have a meeting with the president, take their phones away, fly them to a foreign country, bring out a fake turkey, not let anybody eat it, and then the news says, oh, he was delivering luscious turkeys. I mean, this is ridiculous. See, if they'll lie about stuff like that, they'll lie about the weapons of mass destruction and everything else. On Thursday, White House spokesman Scott McClellan read the reports of a British air traffic control statement that the flight plan failed. Filed for the trip, said the plane was a Gulfstream 5 rather than Air Force 1. Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable. And just look at the types of articles I have here. Look at this. This is a Newsmax article. I also have a little AP blurb on this. It should be national news. Mexican troops kidnap Texas family. But what's the main headline on Newsmax right now? Uncensored Paris Hilton. Why should I care if the whore daughter of the Hilton New World Order dynasty is putting out porno tapes in a staged event, obviously, for publicity, just like Pamela Anderson? We're not going to talk about Michael Jackson, and we're not going to talk about Paris Hilton. And I've seen Newsmax shift into neocon propaganda and shift into Hollywood behavior. And, of course, their endorsement of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, hey, I'm sure it'll be great success for you, Newsmax. You have it buried in there that Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family to keep your old audience, patriots, conservatives, freedom lovers, and then shift into your major story about Paris Hilton. Jump on the porno bandwagon. I'm sorry. We'll talk about dying corps kidnapping 200,000 women and children, mainstream news. We think that's more important than Michael Jackson, the obvious degenerate scumbag. And we're not going to talk about Paris Hilton on this show. I'm sorry. We will talk about how your dollar's now been devalued even more, robbing you that you don't even know about it because the news won't make it a major issue. Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family. We'll get to that in a second. Also, Bush Sr. met with Bin Laden's brother on the morning of 9/11. Everybody was meeting with the Bin Ladens. It was quite a celebration. Euro at a new high, dollar plunges. Powell asked for NATO to help in Iraq. Dozens die in Russian train blast. Putin's been caught blowing stuff up before. Don't know if this is him. Sure we will within a week or so. Probably will be. Lawyer quits terror case after death threat. He says that it came from intelligence agencies. The U.S. military creeping civilian mission. Now reporting the official government document, a strategy document about the military bringing in martial law. And I did get a copy of it. Popular Science has a big headline about martial law and how it's a helpful thing. So does Cigar Aficionado and the L.A. Times, just all at once. And now we have the memos from inside the big networks that we need to be told how good martial law is. And CPS is torturing children to the edge of death, as usual. And then the headlines say that it's parents and families. Then you read in to the articles, it's CPS. I mean, you talk about deception, and these average people out here aren't even tuned in to the fact that there is deception. You tell them, you better look out for deception and lies and government corruption. How preposterous. What are you going to tell us next, Alex? That there's gravity on Sol? That Earth has gravity? What next? That humans breathe oxygen? Everyone knows we breathe liquid cyanide. How ridiculous you think they breathe air. We'll be back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony Del Vecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony Del Vecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
You know, I'm sitting here in not shock, disbelief, but they're quietly announcing that they're not going to be out in public with us anymore. John Ashcroft will call at a town hall meeting and have 200 hand-selected police and military there, and the news will report that it is a town hall and everyone loves the Patriot Act. And he meets with the media and had a big meeting in L.A. and said, you know, be positive about the Patriot Act, write editorials about it, and they did do that. And Bush has staged meetings and staged events, and Queen Elizabeth goes to fake villages built, and they put it on the news, oh, she's visiting the village, and they have role players playing the part of her loyal subjects in Nigeria. Then I think back to the thousands. I mean, I've seen articles of several hundred urban warfare training drills in the last 2 weeks all over the country. Chances are you have one in your town. And they'll get the high school drama club to have fake intestines hanging out and arms blown off and fake blood spraying. I've got some of this in the Road to Tyranny. Up in just north of Austin, in Temple, and they the little town south of there, Belton. Well, it's not a little town; it's like 50,000 people. And what do I have? I mean, robots rolling around with shotguns, army troops walking up and asking what we're doing. Two cars exploding in downtown, fire and black smoke shooting up. Guys running around throwing hand grenades into cars. The mayor gets up and goes, we've been attacked by terrorists. And the headline in the newspaper said, Belton, it's in the film, attacked by terrorists. And I said to the mayor at the end of it, I said, sir, this has all been a drill. And he goes, of course it's been a drill. But again, that was at the bottom of a two-page article that it was a drill. But you're reading it, having the emotional response. You see, this is what happens to an unconscious mass of people. It creates the perception. Your subconscious considers that there are all these terrorist attacks. That's why they had Operation Top Off and Top Off 2 and Top Off 3. The last 5 years getting you ready for this, training to, quote, seize control of cities, training for the neural connections from the central nervous system, FEMA and Homeland Security and NORTHCOM, to your local police departments. And now it's admitted out in the open they've been getting ready for this. It's the same thing with since Columbine. They had it before Columbine, where the black ski mask police scream and cuss the children. They put their hands behind their heads. They load them on buses. They take them to a local FEMA center or local prison holding facility. Been covering that since 98, before Columbine, we started seeing this happen. And I have the AP article on the takeover where it says that FEMA and, quote, the Secret Service have been running a secret federal program to protect our schools. Yeah, the program starts in 98, and 99 you have Columbine, and, ooh, the son of an FBI agent founded Trenchcoat Mafia 2 years before. Harris and Kleibold's parents are both, one's a military officer, another one in a secret underground quantum mechanics nuclear base. And these guys run the school's computers, and there's 100 bombs inside, and the sheriff's meeting with the principal while the attack takes place. The school was half empty. You can put two and two together, can't you, folks? These are giant theatrical events. They'll have a couple hundred fake ones and then a real one occasionally, and people have the perception that it's real, that there's thousands of school shootings and thousands of terrorist attacks. In fact, in 99, here in Austin, and this is in Road to Tyranny, they had fake bio attacks, fake chemical attacks, shutdowns of most of downtown, and we pull up at the scene and see the role player there standing behind his car, shaking hands with the cops, high and tight, haircut. It was a military officer, and the news had him as a possible Arab terrorist, and are we being attacked? And then later that night, they quietly announced, oh, it was just a drill. I was already on the air that day going, it's a drill, it's a drill, it's a drill, it's a drill. It's fake, it's fake, it's fake. And then they had a fake nuclear spill and then announced that night, okay, it was just a drill. Then they had three attacks where they shut down hospitals and the DPS and the rest of it, and turned out that they were going to go ahead and keep saying it was a lie. And I called ABC News here locally and I said, look, and I bluffed them, folks. This is war. I rarely do this. I asked the listeners, was this proper? Because I lied to them. I said, I got proof it's fake. I know you're involved in it. I'm going on air with this on TV tonight. I've got witnesses from inside your organization. Within an hour, ABC locally was reporting, just a drill, just a drill, just a drill. so, you better get it straight, folks. You're under major psychological warfare attack. Major psychological warfare attack. And most people aren't even conscious. That's why you got the brains of jellyfishes. You need to wake up. We'll come back and get into the Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Time, back from 9 to midnight. It is Friday, the 5th of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have open phones today. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You want to comment on how government puts on staged events? Queen Elizabeth goes to mock villages to meet with mock Nigerians, role players. I was just mentioning all the fake chemical and biological and radiological attacks we have in Central Texas, later to be admitted to be false attacks. If you did that or I did that, we'd go to prison. The White House has confirmed that they ordered false terror alerts to be put out to, quote, create hysteria. If you or I did that, we go to jail. They do it. They get rewarded and get more funding. And there's so many other news items here. There's Bush Sr. meeting with Bin Laden chieftain on 9/11, like everybody else was doing. We're going to go over that with Paul Watson here in just a few minutes. I want to cover this Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family. They've bashed the brains out of FBI, killed, up to like 10 Border Patrol guards now. They've shot a bunch of other people. They murder countless thousands of Mexicans every year, robbing them. They've kidnapped FBI agents, and it's like getting kidnapped by North Korea. The government will just say you don't exist. The FBI won't return phone calls. Let me just tell federal agents something. Mexican troops can kill you, beat you, do whatever they want to you. And I understand I'm a terrorist because I'm against that. I understand and literally here locally, we've had Morris D's attacking Ranch Rescue and some folks that I've been on their local TV show. All they're doing is exposing the open border. Morris D's is here after them, suing people that defend their ranches and call the police on illegals. They're suing America to put water stations in for them. They've put out, hundreds of thousands of survival packs with compasses and water and food and maps. And comic books have been found with them, given to them by the government. A great way to get to the uneducated. Telling them that they're part of a military operation to reconquer the Southwest. Our government funds those comic books and textbooks in the schools, but that's the type of stuff you find in the survival packs. And then meanwhile, Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family. As many as 8 armed Mexican soldiers crossed the border near a tiny Texas hamlet and kidnapped an American family of 5 last week and are still holding one of them, sources tell Newsmax. According to law enforcement sources who spoke on condition of anonymity, the incident was reported to local authorities by family members upon their release following day. From there, local officials reportedly contacted the FBI. Federal officials said to be looking into the incident. And the FBI will not return calls, by the way. The source said the Mexican unit may have been prompted to cross the U.S. because the family, a father, mother, and 3 minors, were shooting rabbits on their property. Well, yeah, the Marines will kill you if you're out shooting at rabbits. Texas, which is located along the border in Fresedo County. By the way, we've confirmed the report in North Carolina. A man on his own property hunting in a deer stand had British troops threaten to arrest him, and FBI-type guy in a suit arrived and said, "Get out of that deer stand or you'll be arrested under the Patriot Act. Get off your property and don't come back." This was all done at machine gun point, by the way. And we have hundreds of these reports. The source said the military Mexican unit came across the border. A law enforcement bulletin described the incident and said the family of 5 was kidnapped. That's the law enforcement bulletin. That's good officers on the ground. No doubt they'll probably be slaughtered by Mexican troops and nothing will be said. This is from the bulletin. Family of 5 kidnapped by Mexican officials at gunpoint occurred around 5 p.m. local time November 24th. See, this has been covered up this long. U.S. border authorities were notified the next day. The family was taken by gunpoint by Mexican officials to Mexico. The bulletin said, as of November 25th, 4 of the family members, 1 female and 3 minors, were released. And it's just horrible, and they are Hispanic Americans. Presidio County, Texas authorities confirmed to Newsmax the incident had been reported to the Sheriff's Department, but a spokesman said the FBI had taken over the investigation, referred questions surrounding the report to them. An FBI spokesman in Washington, D.C. referred Newsmax to the Bureau's El Paso, Texas office, but no one there returned calls seeking comment. Nevertheless, the bulletin provides more specific details. You can read the law enforcement bulletin at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'll read some of that in a few minutes. But, folks, there have been dozens and dozens and dozens of deaths of Border Patrol being machine gunned, killed. They find Heckler and Koch 308 rounds in them routinely, the exact type of the same rifling out of the Hecklers that the Mexicans are carrying. It's been witnessed. But we at least know that around 10, they say 9, 12 different articles in the last 5 years have been killed by Mexican troops. Also, Mexican troops came across Mexical or whatever, right across the border 2 years ago, and grabbed 2 FBI agents, beat them up. One of them is still in a coma. They tortured him so bad. Looked like they were trying to cut in on some of the drug operations of the Mexicans. They're killing forest agents. I think 3 forest agents have been killed in the last 4 or 5 years, trying to go back from memory. A lot of sheriff's deputies have been killed or wounded. There have been hundreds of cases. Tom Tancredo's in the article saying You find the article. He says 118 instances where Mexican military or law enforcement had been engaging people, shooting up vehicles, you name it. Now, again, our government's being sued, and it's going to lose the suit on purpose with their socialist lawyers to put in water stations for the illegals and totally legalize them. You go to Mexico, they'll beat you up, they'll rape your wife, they'll put you in the prison, they'll suck all the money out of your family. You will starve to death unless someone brings you food. It is the most degenerate, corrupt country in the Western Hemisphere, with poor, pathetic slave citizens. And we're becoming Mexico because the government wants to do it that way. Okay. Paul Watson, thanks for holding the last 5 minutes while I went through that article. You've got some other big headlines for us here, but I'd like to get your take on it. How would the British people respond if the French were coming across and kidnapping your citizens? You think it'd be a news item, or do you think it'd be ignored for a week and a half?
Well, it depends. Obviously, as you said, that particular news item should be mainstream headlines across the board. And, of course, we had Bush carrying on the Clinton policy of refusing to arm the border guards down there, even though they're getting shot up every week by the Mexicans.
It is totally constitutional to put tanks, helicopters, F-16s on our border and this is what we've always done in the past, kill every Mexican soldier on that border. They have been attacking us for years. Attack them. You want to go to war, Washington? Draft me to go to war against Mexico. I'm sorry, it's in my blood. I want to crush that country. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, then, obviously, you mentioned the fact that Newsmax will bury these kind of headlines below the Paris Hilton, Michael Jackson distractions. Same thing with World Net Daily, and we see that since September 11th, they've sort of crossed over to the neocon variety of news reporting. I mean, they'll report that Clinton had prior knowledge of 9/11 and China had prior knowledge of 9/11, but anyone who says Bush had prior knowledge is called a conspiracy theorist.
It's absolutely amazing. You were trying to make some points about this when I jumped in with my rant. But, I mean, we have enemy troops killing, kidnapping, attacking us. We need to go to war against Mexico. Mexico has announced that the Southwest belongs to them, and Washington loves it. What's the proper response, do you think, Paul, looking at it from the outside?
Well, obviously, kind of action that you took against Vicente Fox, where you bullhorned him again. That got picked up by, the Associated Press carried the picture, but apart from that, again, it's buried beneath everything else.
Well, I think that we should have our states move to request that Washington engage in a military campaign to secure our border, and any troops firing on our soldiers should be killed.
Well, yeah, and obviously when this whole Reconquista thing goes down, they'll use it as an excuse to bully and intimidate the American population rather than defending it from these Mexicans who publicly stated goals. And this is not just the Mexican radicals, it's the actual politicians leading the country that they plan to reconquer the South.
And they're going to, and even popular science is saying they're going to send in troops to oppress American citizens, regardless of what color we are, to accept this breakoff. Now, there's a bunch of towns in South Texas now flying the Mexican flag. You're not allowed to, and no American flag. You're not allowed to speak English in the court proceedings. That's the San Antonio Express News.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the polls that say that over 80% of Hispanics want all the illegals deported. So it's not a racial issue.
It's an issue of sovereignty, and we need to do what we did back in the 1830s and 1836. We need a real government that will defend the people. Instead of running around attacking innocent countries and stealing their oil, this is who you go to war with, somebody attacking you. Look, years ago they should have told Mexico, you kill one more of our border patrol and we're going to war with you. It wouldn't have happened. But you notice when they kill FBI, Border Patrol, sheriff's deputies, Foreign Service, nothing happens. It's not even a news item. It'll be a local news story. They will not even complain to the Mexican government. And then Forest Service agents will come arrest patriots when they're out trying to surveil and fly drones in the sky or get photos of all the illegals. They love it. They love being slaves. I guess they love being killed by Mexican troops.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can look at it from the British perspective, where the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, is trying to ram through a national ID card for British citizens on the basis of the fact that it will stop illegal immigration, when under the Labour Party, illegal immigration into Britain has gone up at least tenfold. So again, they create these problems and then punish us for the solution.
It's amazing. You want to cover Bush Senior meeting with bin Laden's brother on 9/11, which is now confirmed. We just missed this. So many smoking guns and red flags. Here's one over 2 years old that nobody seems to know about. London Guardian, as well as several other mainstream publications. This is admitted. Or do you want to get into the Queen and her fake visit to Africa?
Well, we get into the... I've got two 911 updates. Obviously, we can talk about the lawyer with regard to connections with the Mike Vreeland case. But with the Bush senior meeting with bin Laden's brother, I was digging around last night and I came across this little-known fact. I mean, it completely slipped under the radar despite the fact that we've been covering 9/11 in depth for over 2 years now.
Going to a serial killer's farm and finding 100 bodies, and a few years later the police find a couple more. It's like so many dead bodies, so many smoking guns, an orgy of evidence. But here's something to add to the pile. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's 9/11 starts to pick up some steam again since the Ellen Mariani case, which we featured the interview that you did with her, which is on the website. But we know already that the chief financier of the so-called hijackers, General Mahmoud Ahmad, was meeting with the Bush administration officials the week before 9/11, and he also met with Bob Graham and Portagos on the morning of the attacks, who were, of course, the later heads of the 9/11 whitewash committee. But the latest revelation is the fact that George W. Bush's father, the former president, was meeting with Osama bin Laden's brother, Shafiq bin Laden, in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Washington, on the morning of 9/11, and they were on Carlyle Group business, just a few miles from where the hijackers, supposedly acting on behalf of Shafiq's brother, Osama, would fly a plane into the Pentagon. And the London Observer reported, quote, on 11th of September, while Al-Qaeda's plane slammed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the Carlyle Group hosted a conference at a Washington hotel. Among the guests of honor was a valued investor, Shafiq bin Laden, brother to Osama. And this was also reported by CBC Canadian Television in their recent 9/11 documentary. Now, debunkers have already attacked the Bush bin Laden family connection. Bin Laden's brother-in-law, bin Mahfouz, funding Bush's first oil company via James Bath. The U.S. government approving the flight of the bin Laden family out of the country the day after 9/11.
But that's all admitted.
Yeah, the debunkers say that none of this matters because Osama is the black sheep of the family and that they have disassociated themselves from him.
Yeah, every time there's a bombing in Saudi Arabia, I mean every time in the last 12 years, the bin Ladens rebuild the building and get the contracts, no-bid contracts. Go ahead.
And the fact that Osama is not the black sheep can be proven false not only by the fact that when bin Laden was in the U.S. hospital in July 2001 being visited by CIA agent Larry Mitchell, he was also being visited by his own family members. And we've also got the article out today, Swiss confirmed bin Laden bank link, which says that the bin Laden family opened a Swiss bank account and that Osama had a share of the money allocated to him. So whether Osama is dead or alive, and I know, Alex, you had the incident where someone told you that basically they had him on ice and were going to announce his death right before the election.
And yeah, died of kidney failure. And again, that comes from directly on Air Force One. You know, a lot of the Bushites are here in Austin. This is from a high-level administration official, and I'm not going to get into any more of that. I don't know if that's true. I was being deliberately given this info. I just mentioned it, about a year and a half ago.
I also had an email from somebody who claimed to be high-level saying the same thing, so it could be disinfo. It could be the real thing. We'll just have to wait and see. But whether he's dead or alive, the fact is that he's not a black sheep, and the family members, which he remains in close contact with, were not only flown out of the country, but were meeting with the president's father on the morning of September 11th.
And again, we've got the general, the Pakistani CIA chief, wiring $100,000 to Adam, meeting at the Capitol with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman on the morning of 9/11. We've got all of this together. It's just incredibly obvious what's going on.
And then The second update, which I wanted to get into, concerns the articles out today regarding Rocco Galati, who's a lawyer in Toronto who's defending terrorist suspects. Now, beside the fact that most of these suspects are never charged with anything, I mean, for example, we got the BBC article out today which says that only 2 of the 500 arrested in Britain have actually been charged with anything. And, you know, it's obvious that they have to make these arrests to manufacture this perception that there are terrorists running around everywhere, so the government has a pretext to take our rights. But Galati has come out and stated that he received death threats from Canadian and US intelligence agencies telling him to drop the cases, and that's what he's done. Now, when I was on the show last week, we had a caller who asked about what happened to Mike Vreeland. And for anyone who doesn't know, Vreeland was the former naval intelligence officer who, while in jail, passed a note to prison guards in August 2001 saying that the WTC and the Pentagon were about to be attacked, and he had seen Russian government documents where it was discussed that these attacks were about to take place. And of course, this is on top of basically every other intelligence agency in the world saying the same thing. Now, it turns out that Galati's lawyer, a man named Paul Slansky, was also the lawyer defending Mike Vreeland in 2001. And I hear the music, so we'll...
Yeah, we'll tell you what happened to Vreeland when we get back. He's bye-bye. And we'll get into fake villages with the fake role-player Africans worshipping the Queen, and they show it on the news and go, oh, look, they love her. They love her. Folks, this is surpasses 1984 in its sophistication.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ken in Texas, Kevin Mass, Moses in Texas, and others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Every time I get Watson on, I just want to keep him on. Maybe he can stay a little bit with us into the next hour. And we have some other guests we've got lined up as well. Bunch of other news. Just believe me, you want to stay with us to know the full scope of the tyranny. Paul Watson continuing. Mike Vreeland, this intelligence officer, dead on the record. The Canadians admitted, the jail guards admitted, gave him this document about how there was going to be this attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. In the next few months, it did happen in a few months. That was in August of 2001. I mean, I was on the air in July saying, call the White House, tell them not to use bin Laden to attack New York. I mean, everybody knew about this, okay? Whatever happened to Mr. Vreeland, now we've found out some new clues, according to these articles. Paul?
Right, that we've got this new article about a Toronto lawyer, Rocco Galati, who's received death threats from what he says are intelligence agencies for defending these terrorist suspects. And it turns out that Galati's lawyer, Paul Slansky, was also the lawyer defending Vreeland in 2001. And the Toronto Star is reporting today, and I just posted the article on Prison Planet about half an hour ago. It's right at the top of the page right now. Toronto Star is reporting that although Slansky himself won't confirm it either way, the voice that threatened to kill Galati is also the same voice that threatened to disappear Mike Vreeland if he didn't shut up about government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. And the Toronto Star confirms that Vreeland has in fact disappeared and that his apartment was ransacked and the evidence related to the 9/11 claims was stolen. The article actually states, quote, did Vreeland skip town? Slansky argued no. He said he believed his client had been killed, kidnapped or harmed because he had evidence that the U.S. government knew ahead of time about the September 11 attacks. So we have the same voices threatening people to shut up about September 11th and the investigations arising out of it in both cases. Both, according to these respected lawyers, came from U.S. and Canadian intelligence agencies.
Unbelievable. Paul, stay right there. We're about to come back in the second hour, and you can ride shotgun with us if you'd like another 30 minutes and get your insight. We'll talk to all these callers. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to find out the real insight and facts that Paul Joseph Watson's put together, you need to get his new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, 3 chapters on 9/11, chapters on Mossad terrorism, chapters on MI5 and MI6 terrorism, chapter on Russian terrorism, chapters on the India-Pakistan, both sides being armed. I mean, you need to get this book, 1995, over 330 pages, over 50 documents, diagrams, photos, screenshots of news articles. It's great for somebody who wants to document it for themselves. It's all right there. Great bibliography as well, page by page. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Second copy, only $11.95 when you get one to give as a gift. Get my new video, Matrix of Evil, with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself, and others. An amazing, indescribable film you've got to get. Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I've made 10 films. Get three or more, and they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95 for these full-length feature videos. And we're carrying the new video, Painful Deceptions, by Eric Huffschmidt, about 9/11. And we're carrying the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. All on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Make the call. Get the videos. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Second hour straight ahead. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from